Next door to Turkey and Armenia is Georgia. Today there was a mass demonstration in Georgia. The protesters are calling for the resignation of Georgia's president Mikhail Saakashvili. They accuse him of bungling the war with Russia last year and of becoming increasingly undemocratic. Earlier today we spoke with reporter Jacob Resnick, who was at the main protest in the capital, Tbilisi.
Well, we've got numbers, I would say, conservatively in the thousands. They're listening to speeches from the opposition parties. They're waving flags and banners. There's somewhat of a celebratory atmosphere in as much that there are ice cream vendors and people selling pastries and that sort of thing, sunflower seeds. But people are walking around and greeting each other, listening to the speeches. Some are clapping. People are dressed warmly, so that suggests to me that some people are prepared to stay the night. The police are pretty much almost out of sight, except for some patrols. The demonstrators and the organizers have said that they're prepared to stay as long as it takes, and they're getting ready for several days, even more than a week of demonstrations.
Jacob, you're saying it's a rather civil gathering that's going on there, but many of these people were people who were on the same side as this president, Mikhail Saakashvili, just a couple of years ago. He is a product, in fact, of the so-called Rose Revolution of 2003. What went wrong, and why are they angry right now?
Well, many of the people in the opposition and many of the people that brought him to power through the Rose Revolution accuse him of moving the country in an autocratic direction. They're saying they don't have a truly free press, that the opposition claims to have been harassed. Basically, many people of his former allies from the Rose Revolution are questioning his commitment to democratic ideals and are saying that it's time for him to go before a vote of the people again and not wait till 2013. Now they're singing.
Jacob, what is that singing going on?
They're singing patriotic songs now.
Before we let you go there, because it sounds like it's getting pretty voluble. One other question, though, about the wider interest in what's happening there. What is Washington's stake, America's stake in the outcome of this struggle?
Well, the U.S., I think, has a very large stake here. There's been very close economic and military cooperation. A lot of it has to do with Georgia's extremely strategic location in the Caucasus and its proximity to the Middle East and also of the energy reserves of gas and oil in the region.
All right. Reporter Jacob Resnick in the Georgian capital, Tbilisi. Jacob, thank you.
You're welcome.